This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Edward Picking from Nuneaton in Warwickshire, and I'm on new full scope domestic electrical installation course.
And welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Edward Picking from Warwickshire, who has come all the way to do his electrical training with Train for Trade Skills. Hi Edward, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Alright.
Edward, just before we start, could I just ask you about your career up to date, please, and the things you have been doing so far?
Well, I'm a maintenance engineer. I work for Dematic, which is looking after cranes and conveyor systems. So to improve my skills, I decided to take up electrical training.
Being a maintenance engineer, I'm just wondering, and you have plenty of knowledge for the electrical industry, but what inspired you, what triggered you to enter the electrical industry?
I've always wanted to do it, and I got cancer, bowel cancer, which I decided, once I'd gone through all the chemo and everything else, I decided to change my life around and do what I wanted to do. It gave me the incentive to go for it.
After you had your life change, could I say that?
Yeah, it was. It was a life-changing experience.
And you want to pursue an electrical profession and become an electrical engineer.
Yeah.
Was there anything which triggered you into that profession?
Just once I'd been through the scare of bowel cancer and my outlook on life changed, I decided I've got nothing to lose, so I decided to do it, which is the best thing I've ever done.
Well, that's a humbling story. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. So you fancy changing career, you decided to pursue an electrical profession, and how are you finding it?
I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the course. Now we're coming to the completion, the end of it, and I'm actually out there practicing as a electrician, so...
So you're doing some work alongside your training.
Yeah.
How did you find about Train for Trade Skills?
I was just browsing through the internet and I seen two or three different companies, so I sent them emails, and Train for Trade Skills was the one that interested me the most. So I got in touch with them to find out, and they sent a representative around.
And after you phoned about Train for Trade Skills and you enrolled in the course, how did you find studying from home and the virtual reality program?
Well, I've always been one to study. I've got patients, so with my work, I managed to fit in night times, every dinner break and tea break I got at work, I'd get the books out and I'd do studying that way. So I could fit it in with my work and with me home life as well.
Do you have some tips or advice perhaps for students how they could do better in their training?
Well, the thing is, it's quite easy if you want to cheat. You can use your books, like when you're doing your tutor mark assessments, you could use your books to answer them, but you're not going to benefit yourself.
Absolutely.
So what I did was I actually answered the tutor marked exams, sent them off, and then I sat down with my books and went through the answers afterwards. Because if you use your books and cheat, you're not going to have the knowledge to pass the exams anyway. So what you put into it is what you'll get out of it. You've got to be prepared to put the time in for it, basically.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.